finally, on the night before the last day of Pesach, Rabbi Heskel was sitting exhausted in his study, trying to keep his eyes on a large volume of the Shulchan Aruch, when suddenly he heard a loud knocking on the door.
Rabbi, open up! Open up, I say! Can you hear me? I must speak with you!
Who is there? What do you want at this hour of the night?
Open up! You must open up! There is no time to waste! I must speak with you for your own good! Quickly, open up!
Even though he was terribly frightened, Rav Landau opened the door a crack. There, standing before him, was a young non-Jewish man whose eyes looked wild and whose hair was wind-blown across his face.
Rabbi Landau, it's me! Let me in now! I must tell you something extremely important!
What do you mean it's me? Who are you? And what do you want? Don't you know that today is a holiday for us?
Rabbi, don't you recognize me? It's me, Albert, the boy on the stoop, the one whose uncle owns the bakery. Don't you remember when you gave me those 24 coins to save me from my uncle's anger?
Why, yes. Now I do remember the incident. Now that you've reminded me. But are you the very same Albert? I would have never recognized you. Has it been so long?
It's been 8 years, and I've come to repay what you did for me that night.
Please, my friend, don't be foolish. You don't have to repay me. I gave you the money as a present.
Rabbi, I'm talking about something much more important than money. I have information affecting the lives of all the Jews in Prague. Please, let me in.
Please, explain what you mean.
Tomorrow night your holiday ends, is that true?
Yes, that's right.
On the day after the holiday of Passover, all the Jewish bakeries are still closed. Most Jews buy their bread on that day from an Uncle Simon's non-Jewish bakery.
That's right. Since they cannot get bread from a Jewish baker, we permit the Jews to buy bread from a Gentile bakery that we know does not add any non-kosher ingredients.
Well, my Uncle Simon and some of his friends, who hate the Jews as much as he does, have come up with an evil scheme to destroy the Jews of Prague all at once.
How is such a thing possible? Tell me.
Poison.
Poison? How?
In the bread, Rabbi. Tomorrow night, they bake the bread and the rolls for their Jewish customers. My uncle and his friends are going to put a very strong but tasteless poison in the flour. If the Jews eat even one bite of it, in a few short minutes, they will all be finished.
This is terrible news. It's incredible. Are you sure it is true?
Earlier this evening, my Uncle Simon came home carrying 4 large bottles.
Ah, good thing I didn't break one on the way. These will be put to very good use.
What are these bottles, Uncle Simon? Is it whiskey?
Whiskey. Whiskey indeed. It's the kind I use to toast the Jews with. These, my dear boy, are bottles of the strongest poison known to man. I'm going to mix this poison into the dough which I'm preparing for bread to sell to the Jews on the day after their happy holiday, when they always come to my bakery. It'll be a recipe they'll never forget for as long as they live, which will not be very long.
Uncle Simon, you must be joking. You aren't really serious about this, are you?
Serious? You're serious? I was never more serious about anything in my life.